It's been happening for a few years now, the traditional Day of the Dead observance on November 2nd has been bringing together a number of secular groups, and ahead of this year's observance, I wanted to get the details. And so joining me now is Victoria Della Torre, co-founder of Day of the Dead Secular. Victoria, welcome to our show.
Hello, Elton. Thank you for having me.
Not everyone is familiar with the origins of this tradition in a religious context, so let's begin with some background.
Of course. So traditionally, Day of the Dead has been celebrated after Halloween. It's kind of a three-day event. You have Halloween, All Saints Day, and then All Souls Day, which is where we come in and we wanted to celebrate Day of the Dead, so November 2nd. So traditionally, this has been a very Catholic-influenced holiday. You have origins, indigenous origins, and then, of course, the spiritual origins with Catholicism. But we really found that there's just this gap that needs to be filled for those of us who are Hispanic who aren't religious. Almost 30% of Hispanics now identify as non-religious, and people are just, those numbers are growing. And it's great, but when you don't have a home for those traditions that you held so close to your heart, you kind of miss out on those. And Margaret Downey and I, the president of the Freethought Society, she's Hispanic as well. She's Puerto Rican. And we just really felt like we wanted to provide that for different Hispanic communities who aren't religious. Of course, this event is, of course, it can be celebrated by those who aren't Hispanic as well and who are religious as well. We just wanted to provide that space for people to join.
How did the Secular Day of the Dead observance get started?
So that got started with a mentorship between Margaret Downey and I. She saw me speaking at a convention, and you know, luckily she picked me out and she said, "I would love to mentor you." And at the time, I was in my early 20s, and I was really, you know, looking up to her, and I felt like this was the perfect opportunity for someone to kind of show me the ropes as far as speaking arrangements and how to conduct myself for interviews. And she kind of took me under her wing. And one weekend where we went over some ideas of what kind of events we wanted to present and how we wanted to get started throughout the secular community, this event came up. And I said, "Margaret, you know, I am Hispanic, but there are so many different traditions that are just tied to the Catholic Church. And I feel as though I'm just missing out on those now." You know, when so much of your life is tied to the church and then you suddenly find yourself without faith, mm-hmm. you also unfortunately find yourself without that community. And that's how I felt. And we were talking about it, and this idea of Day of the Dead came up. And, you know, Day of the Dead, it's really a celebration of life. So mm-hmm. regardless of what your faith is or what your background is, we all share in mourning and in loss and grief. So this event is really to honor those who have now passed away and to honor their legacy and to carry that on. And we really felt like it could resonate with a lot of Hispanics, non-theists, but of course, everybody.
And I'm really interested in, like, the first year, how did you get out the news about this, and how has it gone from the first year to where it is now?
So this was about 6 years ago in 2015. So it was way before people were usually doing Zoom. So we did do the flyers. We did do, you know, kind of the more hands-on efforts. We actually started in Southern California. I'm from San Diego. Margaret was also in Southern California. And we had our first ever Secular Day of the Dead in 2015 in San Diego, California. So it was a joint effort with a lot of hands-on volunteers. It was very much focused around family, which most of our traditions are. So we had a piñata, we had the Mexican buffet, and we invited people to actually come up and bring a photo of their loved ones and be open to speak about it. Mm-hmm. I was so grateful and surprised about how many people felt, you know, comfortable in that space we were providing. To honor their loved ones. We had a beautiful, what it's called an ofrenda. So it's like an honoring table, kind of similar to the one I have with, these are marigolds, and we have skulls and candles and here, I don't know if I can, you can see, but so this is a Frida candle.
Yeah, sure.
You also honor, you put your, you decorate your honoring table with photos of people you want to honor. Mm-hmm. So we had people actually, we had attendees actually bring photos of their loved ones if they felt comfortable and take 3 to 5 minutes in talking about them mm-hmm. on a stage that we provided. Mm-hmm. It was so great. And from that one event, I knew that we had something special and I wanted to continue it.
What secular organizations are working together to present this year's observance?
So it's going to be the Free Thought Society that we founded it, that we founded this event, and then Hispanic American Freethinkers, American Atheists, the Center for Inquiry, Freedom from Religion Foundation, the Secular Student Alliance, Atheists United, and then finally the Secular Coalition for America. Mm-hmm. They'll all be joining us this year.
You've given us a little bit of insight into what it's like. What would you say are the most important aspects of the way you observe the Day of the Dead?
I think the most important aspects for me would have to be the legacy that we leave behind. Mm-hmm. Because regardless of whether you believe in an afterlife or not, I personally don't. I still feel as though when you leave, you're gone. So what you leave your children, your family, those who've loved you, what you leave them is your legacy and leading a good life to remember you by. I hope one day when I'm gone, somebody will have me on their honoring table because of the life I've led and the examples I've shown them, whether it's through, you know, writing books or doing charity, something that you leave behind in this world as your legacy. That's what's most important. And that's what we are trying to revive with Secular Day of the Dead.
Have you seen the impact of COVID?
I have. It's strange. I mean, I feel as though Day of the Dead for me was honoring, you know, one person here or there or providing that space. Mm-hmm. But now with COVID, I mean, we're up to, I lost count. It's 700,000 now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, there is so much grief. And it's almost as though COVID has happened so fast and so quickly that we hit that 700,000 mark mm-hmm. that some people didn't have time to mourn, or they couldn't mourn because it was so early on in the pandemic that you couldn't get to safely get together. So last year when we did Secular Day of the Dead, that is definitely a point that we wanted to make. And we took some time to recognize that. And for people who, you know, were impacted by COVID and they weren't able to mourn mm-hmm. Or their mourning process was just so fast. I mean, this is a time again to really look back and, you know, reflect on that. In fact, Margaret Downey, the president of Free Thought Society, who is my co-host for the event, she's going to be honoring her mother who had died from COVID. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really great space for, you know, anybody who wants to do that.
Victoria, who would you encourage to take part in this year's celebration, and what are the details for how they can do that?
Well, Wilton, anybody is invited to join. There's no RSVP date. Of course, the earlier the better. You can actually go on to ftsociety.org. They will it's the Free Thought Society homepage. It will have all the information that's needed, a meetup page. I think anybody who's interested in this event can join. However, if you want to take a few minutes to honor your loved one or a pet, of course, to honor your loved one, just, you know, send us on over an email. Again, the information is all on ftsociety.org for the Free Thought homepage. Anybody is welcome, and we'd love to see who you're honoring.
Victoria De La Torre is co-founder of the Secular Day of the Dead, coming up November the 2nd. She is a board member for the Free Thought Society, which has hosted the Secular Day of the Dead since 2015 with Free Thought Society President Margaret Downey. Listen, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for inviting me.